Today on the IoT Show, we have John Sheehan coming to talk about how Azure IoT and the IoT developers within the Azure IoT group are influencing and leveraging the rest of Microsoft infrastructure and services. John, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you.
This is the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host. Today we have John Sheehan on the show. Thanks for coming, John.
Thank you for having me.
And the idea today is to talk about how IoT is influencing or is actually something that makes us at Microsoft and within Azure think about applications and services a bit differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
So John, before we jump in, can you please share who you are, what are you doing at Microsoft, what's your role in the Azure IoT team?
Okay, so again, I'm John Sheehan. I'm an architect on the Azure IoT team, and I sort of help with like overall architecture for IoT.
Okay, and you've been at Microsoft for some time, right?
Yeah, I think coming up on 13 years.
13 years,
mm-hmm.
Long timer. And you've been working in different areas at Microsoft. So you have a good knowledge of what's going on, on app models for Windows and other topics within the company, right?
Sure.
Cool. So IoT applications are in some way similar, but also in some ways different to what we would call like classic applications?
Just cloud services.
Cloud services types of applications. So how are IoT applications really different, and how does they impact the way we at Microsoft are developing these services for IoT?
Well, I mean, the first thing that makes an IoT service very different than just a classic cloud service is that the actual devices, right? So yeah. When you think of Internet of Things, it's about things. And the fact that these things exist in the architecture is what makes it different.
Some people will actually ask, but a mobile phone could have been considered a thing in an application, right? So why an IoT device is different from a phone in that case?
Well, so if you think about a phone is typically not owned by the service provider, right?
Okay.
So you're providing a service, and the phone is just the endpoint or kind of the UI for it. Whereas when you think about IoT, the point of IoT is actually to manage those devices, right? So you are making sure those devices are secure, you're making sure that they're updated. And so it is a core part of the architecture, and it's something that you have to think about deeply.
Okay. So the edge, and actually we also have the notion of bringing the cloud workloads onto these devices as well, right? So we need to also think about how we manage these workloads running on these devices.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, the workloads don't actually run on the device. So typically, we think of the IoT device as kind of an endpoint.
Okay.
But it's true that for IoT, a lot of IoT solutions expect and need, as part of their requirements, to have the services or part of the services running on premises. And this is just because if you think about it, these devices typically existed before the cloud existed, before any of this. And so they've always run their business, and they've run it by running their software and their services and whatever it is that ran their business on site. And so if you think about a manufacturing plant, if the internet connection for the manufacturing plant goes down, well, the plant keeps running, they still keep manufacturing.
Yep.
And that is something that when these kinds of companies start to think about the cloud, they think about IoT, one of their first requirements is, yeah, but if my internet connection goes down, my plant has to keep running.
Like the offline scenario of your IoT application. Okay, so you have these things that are that one big difference between a classic application and the IoT ones.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that we discussed a bit before was related to the breadth or the how broad applications were in the IoT space, where you have to consider more than just the app or in the service endpoint, but you have to consider security across the board. You have to consider the management of the life cycle of the devices as well.
Mm-hmm.
So are these things actually things that we embed in our services, and how does they impact the way we're doing these services, basically?
Well, so I mean, the first thing you have to think about is these devices need to connect to the service, right? So at some point, the company buys 10,000 of some widget or something.
Yep.
And they want to be able to securely connect that to the service.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't sound like it's that difficult, but it's actually quite difficult to make sure that you have a secure handshake that starts at device manufacturing, goes all the way till the device is set up and running.
Mm-hmm.
And so we build specific services inside of Azure to make sure that we can do the secure handshake. And then when you think about the services running, especially when you start thinking about having edge compute, you have to say, okay, these devices are connected, and then they're connected to some, edge computing device, yeah. And that computing device is then connected to the cloud. And you have to make sure that all the different pieces are secured so that things can happen where the edge computing device can operate on behalf of a particular device. And so how do you actually secure that? And how do you make sure that it's allowed to do that?
Yeah. Are we reinventing the wheel or leveraging existing, blocks or code that we have for Azure in general or for Microsoft in general?
It's a mix, right? So, security is something that is well understood from a theoretical standpoint. And there are lots of secure services out there, and there's lots of secure techniques. The thing that gets challenging is when you start thinking about the manufacturing pipeline, right? Okay. So the devices get manufactured, and you actually want to be able to have a secure principle on the device when it gets manufactured, and you want that security to be able to be transferred to the person that purchases it, and then they want to be able to replace that with their own identity and their own security. And so there are some challenges that IoT brings, and IoT has definitely helped push the state of the art of security, especially in hardware.
Okay. So the work we're doing basically helps advance the other services as well. It's not just that we consume them or creating new ones. We're also actually helping these other services move forward. Another question I had for you, yourself coming from the world of app models and so on, can we think of an IoT app model? Is it something that makes sense? Is it something that we building Azure IoT and the other IoT services have in mind as not an objective, but something that we want to address at some point?
It's actually something we're looking at right now. And the interesting part about it is, yes, you say IoT, but in reality, the cloud in general doesn't really have a good app model right now.
Okay.
So the cloud is very much at a point in time where desktop computing used to be, where in desktop computing, operating systems had no idea of what an app was. There were files on disk, some of them were executable, there were registry entries, there was stuff kind of sprinkled all over the place, dynamic libraries that were shared.
Yeah.
And so that's where you got and it was really up to the developer to figure out the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at modern computing platforms like mobile phones and Windows 10, where now they have an app model. Well, we have the same problems in the cloud, right? So even if you think of things like Kubernetes, Kubernetes is good at modeling an individual service, but with microservices, your application is made up of tons of microservices.
Mm-hmm.
And right now that's kind of just left up to you to figure out. And so when we look at all the stuff we're doing for IoT, it's really affecting all of Azure. And so the thinking that we're putting into it right now is, how do we solve a lot of these problems for IoT customers and for traditional cloud service developers?
Interesting. Great, John. Well, that was awesome discussing this influence, I would say, that the Azure IoT team has on Azure and the services that we're building. I hope I will get you back on the IoT show for a more in-depth discussion. That was very teasing, I would say, for further discussions. Thanks, guys, for watching the IoT show. Don't forget to subscribe, and see you soon.